Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser. This will be an uplifting hour filled with information, inspiring interviews, and music to connect you to your own spiritual energy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this show that could transform your life.
Good morning, my friends. Here we are again with Spiritual Engineering, Science for Happiness, and Extraordinary Relationships. Welcome, I'm Patricia. Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
I'm a little bit sleepy.
Welcome to Spirit.
It's duty calls, and we show up, and thank you so much for following us, for the emails, and for the all interesting suggestions that you are making to our show.
Yes, it's another beautiful morning here in Colorado. It's coming, last part of summer is coming on, so expect another warm day in summer, and this thing won't be too long. We'll be seeing the leaves turn, and then there comes the snow.
And you just came from a very interesting trip outdoors. Tell us just how amazing and interesting it was for you.
It was beautiful. I had a chance to go out in the country on a friend's ranch and spend 3 or 4 days, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful place, a lot of wildlife, and it's just great to get out in nature and spend some time. I'm trying to find out if we're going to go do some camping this weekend and get the last weekend of enjoyment out or what we're going to do, but it's just great to get out in nature and remember and just see the sunsets, and I was in a rainstorm. And it was just awesome. I was up on top of a mountain watching that rainstorm come marching across the valley and watch the raindrops and know that, you know, it's coming my way. But the real interesting thing is right behind the rain, I mean, this whole valley was just dark, rolling thunder and black clouds. And then right behind the rain, you could see another clear patch of sun, and the sun was breaking out. But it was just, it was a beautiful sight. But it's just good to get out like that. And as I said, I love nature. I know that God created nature, but nature is not God. But I can go out there and commune with nature, and it just brings me closer into more awareness of how wonderful God is and how great it is to have this spiritual awareness in our lives.
It is really an incredible blessing and opportunity that we have to, and not just us, our planet is a beautiful planet, and sometimes we just take things for granted, like going outside, going outdoors to the mountains, going to the forest. Like in Colombia, we had this big forest, and I had the great opportunity to visit the Green Forest once, and it's just truly amazing. But connecting with nature is so important, it's so refreshing. Refreshing because really it's part of that creation of God that we really can get all the spiritual energy that we need to go about our days. And today in the show, I've been doing a lot of translations in Spanish, and I've been talking a lot of Spanish lately, and now I'm noticing that those two languages are interwoven, and sometimes I'm talking and just say Spanish, and people look at me, and I'm like, what? Okay, so forgive me if I get into that kind of brain function this morning. And we want to thank Cosmic Citizen for the opportunity that is giving us to every Wednesday morning to broadcast live from Colorado, Spiritual Engineering, the New Science for Happiness and Extraordinary Relationships. And you can come on our chat line, because today we've been discussing in the last 3 weeks about free will, some of the obstacles, barriers that people have to experience spirituality. And last week we started touching on free will as one of the gifts that we have from God, right?
Right, and we started with the misconceptions about God, the barriers that keep people from spirituality, because in this society we live in, we get so tied up and so interested in the material things or what each one of us have or what we can do there are so many barriers against spirituality that we have to recognize them, and that's what spiritual engineering tries to do, is look at each one of these barriers and offer an alternative, something that will erode or break down that barrier so people can actually open up their minds and accept this idea of spirituality, this concept, and then find within themselves, find that power, that energy, that force that we all have in us. But again, back to what Mr. Abraham Maslow used to say about self-actualizing people, only 1 in 100 ever find it and are able to do it. 1 in 100. And we hope to be able to help people break down the barriers that they have in life, find this spiritual energy within them, and enjoy one of the most fantastic lives that they can possibly have on this planet.
One of the misconceptions that people have, and I did have about God, is that question, okay, so we're living this planet, we see wars, we see crimes against children, we see acts against people, evil acts against people. We see violence against women, children, elder people. We see all these kind of evil actions. They don't come from good. And we say, if God exists in this world, why does he allow this evil? That's a good question, right?
Very good question, because that's a question I've had a lot of people ask, you know, well, yeah, if there's a God, why does he allow cancer to happen? If there's a God, why does he allow, you know, Katrina, or does he allow the tsunamis? And we talked a little bit about this. We separate out God and nature and the forces of nature and understand that, like you're saying, we live on a beautiful planet. It's a fairly young planet the way the planets go. And it's still being settled, it's still being stabilized, and so there's a lot of forces and energies and things in nature that aren't stabilized. We have earthquakes, we have tsunamis, we have a lot of things that happen. That's nature. Nature also is responsible for a lot of disease. There's the doctors and medicine have made great progress in overcoming and combating disease. They've made great progress. And I mean, look, the difference between now and just 200 years ago. 200 years is a very short time. They've made a great, great progress in looking and handling nature and being where nature is not as devastating or adverse to the progress of humanity. So we've made a lot of progress. And now we're looking at the part that you're talking about, babe, is the part about God and evil. Why evil exists. And there's a lot of bad things that happen.
Before we go on, let me define, this is from your book, Spiritual Engineering, the definition of evil. It says it's an act that goes against the principles of good in the universe, or, if you wish, against God's will.
Yes, and it's not only that, it's an act that goes against God's will, and we don't know it's wrong.
Ah.
And that's a key point. We commit evil, and we're not really sure, we're not aware of the wrongness of it.
Right.
Okay, so evil can happen when we think we're doing the right thing, but we're going against the real principles or the divine laws of the universe. And we can do that in a way in our personal lives. It can happen all the time. We can make choices that actually go against God's will or the universe principles and not know it. And pay a price for it.
And that's so interesting, because as you were explaining this, honey, I was thinking about that we can commit evil. There's evil against individuals, one person. There's evil against communities. There's evil against the planet. And we do evil against ourselves,
exactly.
Even ourselves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the evil, and that's one of the things that helps to understand, is that evil exists in potential. It doesn't become until someone makes a choice. Until somebody makes a choice and takes an action, then it becomes real. If I'm going to decide to bank, okay, and I'm thinking about robbing a bank to get some money.
Don't ever do that.
No, but if I'm thinking about robbing a bank, it does not become real until I do it. It's a potential act, and evil exists like that in potential, whether it's the dictator who's out there who's going to kill a bunch of people today or murder a bunch of people, and do something really that affects the lives of a lot of people. And that evil is in potential until that person makes a decision and takes an action. Then it becomes a reality. And see, evil is absolute. The potential for evil is absolutely necessary. And we have this free will choice. We have to choose right or wrong. We have to learn to make these choices that progressively bring us closer to God. And if we're going to make choices to bring us closer to God, to learn more about the spiritual part of our lives, that means if there's a choice, there has to be a right and a left. There has to be a good choice and an evil choice, a wrong choice. So evil has to, it's that Y in the road that where we have to be able to make that choice.
However, what about when someone has like an evil thought? It's not acting on it, but it entertains their mind. Let's say resentment. Somebody did something to me a few years ago, and I want to kill that person.
Right.
I don't act on it,
right.
But I think about
right.
it, and I imagine that person suffering, and even some people entertain the idea of how they're going to torture, and I may be going very far out with this example, but that I work with people, that's what they tell me, I want them to suffer. I want person to suffer. Is that evil or not?
That's evil, because it's interesting. When you mentioned back before, we can do evil. We can harm other people. We can harm someone in a relationship. We can harm a lot of people. Or we can harm ourselves. Harm to ourselves comes from the physical act. We can take that physical action and do harm to ourselves. But mental action can also harm us.
Yes.
When we have that thought and dwell on it, and we take that peace of mind, that serenity, and just erode it with all these thoughts, we are harming ourselves when we entertain these thoughts. So, again, evil exists in potential, and you have to take an action to do it. But that can include, if we come harm to ourselves, can come from just a mental action. I mean, we've got to remember, we have three different types of energy, three different forces that live within us that we function in. We have physical, mental, and spiritual. Each one of these have an energy that we have. But within each one of these, we can use each one of these forces or powers or energies for good or for evil. And a physical act is necessary to consummate evil that interferes with another person. Can't do it with our mind.
Right.
But we can definitely interfere with our life, hurt our life, just by our thinking. And that is evil.
Okay. And how can we do to redirect those energies that are going into evil thinking into something positive?
Well, we have, again, the three forces. We have physical, mental, and spiritual forces. Anytime we get something on our mind, anytime we get something really bothering us, we can't always use our mind to change our mind.
Why not?
Because that's using the thing that's causing the problem to try to solve the problem. It doesn't always work. You know, I used to think, and I did for years, that my determination and my mind could do about anything. And I was very successful in a lot of ways. But I came to those places in life where I couldn't accomplish what I need to accomplish. I could not stop worrying. Once I would start down that path and start worrying, and I could not just say, well, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry right now, and quit worrying. My mind could not control my mind. And so I had to learn that we have those two other forces, the physical, mental, and spiritual energy, and we can bring each one of those to bear to solve a problem. We can use our mind to help us solve a problem with our thinking. We know we can read different books. We can read affirmations. We can listen to a CD and process. We can do Lectio Divina. We can read something spiritual and start thinking about what's spiritual. So we can use our mind, absolutely. We can do something physical. As I said, we can go for a walk. We can look at a scene. We can make ourselves go for a walk in nature and make ourselves see five things that are beautiful or think of five things we're grateful for. We can take a pencil and a piece of paper and write a gratitude list.
Yes,
physical
that's
actions,
a good one.
Physical actions. And then we can take spiritual actions. We can bring that spiritual energy to bear. We can pray and ask God, that inner divine spark for help, to help us direct our thinking, to help let that inner spiritual energy shift our thinking, direct our thinking, And that is what one of the tremendous things that inner energy will do. It will change the way we think. It will help us think in better ways. So we have all three of those energies that we can bring to bear. And it just makes so much more sense when people realize it, that you can solve a problem much quicker and much better using three different energies than you can with just one.
And in fact, when let's say that we have these thoughts, disturbing thoughts, when we have that and we say, I'm going to ask for a spiritual direction, and we go into deep meditation or we go into deep prayer, and then our mind feels better, we feel relaxed, so we can face those situations with a different, clearer mind. And also Jesus said that prayer and worship is one way to resolve problems. So those problems of the mind, they can be resolved through prayer. Not the concrete specific action, but let's say we're having those resentment thoughts about someone. So we can use our spiritual energy, that a divine spark, and some people call it also the thought adjuster, right? We can use that to bring us into alignment with this concept that the spiritual domain should be the directive force in our lives.
Yes, and that's it. And again, that's personality unification. Each one of these areas, physical, mental, and spiritual, has a function. And people, and we've talked before, people can live without ever using or entertaining or allowing the spiritual arena to function. You can live your whole life and deny there's any spiritual life at all. Absolutely.
And there's a lot of people who live like that.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Or there's a few people as well, there might be a spiritual life. Okay, there might be. Or there's some say, well, you know, I go to church on Sunday, you know, I do this, I tithe, or I do this, that's what I'm, but that's not it. It's how we live 24/7. It's
right.
How that spiritual life directs and affects our thinking. That's the key to things. That's what really determines the quality of life. When we add this spiritual part of life, it's adding depth. It's adding another dimension to life. And of course you can live without it, absolutely. But you function as well as you should. You miss the higher quality, some of the more deeper meanings of life. And that's what the spiritual aspect does. And again, this is not religion. It's the personal spirituality, that divine spark that each one of us has within us. We can tap into that energy and let it shift our thinking. And back to this evil thing, baby. You know, it really is that, you know, when we think of something, we're going to have those thoughts come into our
right.
mind. They're going to flash into our mind and say, oh, you know, that son of a gun shouldn't have done that. Or, you know, they shouldn't have said this, or I should do this, or I should do that. And these thoughts will come. That thought coming into our mind is not evil. It's when we entertain that thought and nurture it and let it grow. That's when we contribute. When we make a conscious choice or an unconscious choice to nurture that thought and let it go, that's when we participate in evil. And it's evil. It's because it goes against God's will. It's not meant for us to be. That thought coming into our mind is human nature. But when we take it and nurture it and let it grow and then, you know, develop that, and then the other thoughts, the anger and the fear and everything come out of that, that's when we're doing it, and we're doing it to ourselves. We're not affecting another human being at that point, but we're doing it to ourselves.
I have a question for you, and because I've been thinking about this. For people who are already embracing a spiritual life, it is easier to recognize evil actions. But there are some individuals who give a spirituality and religion a lip service, or some people who really flat out, they don't care about these kind of matters. How a person that is not aware, even aware, that there's a spiritual reality can recognize evil? They can think that they're doing the right thing.
They
can convince themselves and they can justify their actions because they don't have the connection. So how this message about embracing spirituality as the driving force in our lives can be transferred, can be communicated to someone who doesn't believe in these spiritual realities?
Can. It's very simple. I love Lao Tzu and the Tao Te Ching, and one of my favorite verses is verse 11. The value of a vessel is its emptiness. We have to be empty before we can be filled. And we have to be, as long as we're full of what we think is right, we have no room for truth. As long as we are full of what we believe, that I'm right, that self-justification, and letting our minds fill everything that exists about us, we have no room for spirituality. As long as we are full of these self-conceived and these ideas of self, we have no room for God. So we can't. It's just impossible. So there are a lot of people who will not accept the idea of spirituality, the idea of a spiritual life. They're not open-minded enough to think that they may be, there might be something spiritual there. I think I'll go try it, because it takes that emptiness, a little bit of that emptiness, to even be willing. And it's not just a lifetime of that. It's each and every time we get like that, whether we get like that during the day. You know, we were talking this morning before the show that we're tired this morning. We got up tired. We didn't sleep real well. Just with things going on, we got tired. And that makes us much more vulnerable to making these bad decisions and to participating in evil. And again, that evil may not be something that affects other people, or we may not, we may get upset with each other if we're around. It may be something that affects other people, but it may be something that just upsets our day, upsets our mental equilibrium, our emotional equilibrium, so that we're not happy, joyous, and free this day the way we're meant to be. And so each day, each decision, each time these things happen, I have a choice. And like we've talked before, babe, so much of this comes from unconscious choices. We don't stop and think, well, I'm going to get angry. I'm going to get a resentment at this person. We don't think that. It happens, and then we nurture it. Then we allow it to grow, and we exacerbate the feeling. So that's where we make our choices. And so many of these choices, like you're saying, people have gotten a habit of doing this. They just do it, and they just respond that way. And they're not open. They're not open to any change. Or if they are open, they just say, well, okay, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do it next week or something like that.
So inside each person, there is a duality, a dichotomy, that is the potential for evil and the potential for good. The potential for evil and the potential for good. And we must take a stand to decide and to act in a good way, because those two elements exist. It's part of our human nature.
Oh, absolutely.
We will be predisposed to act in evil ways because it exists in potential. But also inside each one of us exists the potential to act in a spiritual, align our personality in a godly way, if you will.
Yeah, and it's not a predisposition to evil. I got to be real clear about that. It's not like we have this force, this energy out there.
I did not say that.
No, no, but it's not like our predisposition comes from our humanity.
In carrying to our own
and
development,
it's,
yes,
right,
yes.
It's that we are still human beings, sometimes trying to have a spiritual experience instead of spiritual beings realizing that we're having a human experience. And so as we function in this world and we function in the society we live in, most of that society, almost everything that we're taught, that we see, that we feel, that we're exposed to, leads us to function the way you're saying, to accomplish things, to have some kind of it's all selfish and self-centered, so we don't get to enjoy the things, the really good things. And that's one of the things that we've talked about before, is when we are experiencing this spirit-directed life, when we are experiencing this, that's when we are feeling good. Our emotions are our barometer. And we're going to have a special song here. We're going to listen to our good friend, Mr. Eugene Ebner, and a clip from his song, You Are My Angel, a song that he wrote and recorded that is an absolute thing.
Darkness over. loving me and helping me to see the strength inside. You are my angel, watching over me. You are my angel, loving every part of me, no matter the storm.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. And yeah, you can get that at Eugene's website, at Eugene Ebner, or I'm sure he's got it on iTunes. It's You Are My Angel by Mr. Eugene Ebner. That's just so beautiful. And that's one of those things when you listen to the words of that, it helps you come back and just be recentered and realize how important other people are. You know, we say over and over that relationships are the key thing about life, relationships. And it really is. And I know Eugene wrote that about his mother, but it applies to so many people in our lives, that other people can really affect us in a lot of ways. And I've said a lot of times, the people who taught me the most sometimes about life were teachers I did not like at the time. The people who taught me about patience were people that I was impatient with. The people who taught me about tolerance were people I had trouble tolerating. When the values and the core things I learn in life are often taught to me about people who, by people who I don't appreciate at that moment. And I got to realize that, you know, each one of these people, they're a teacher, but they really are an angel too. Sometimes, that you know, I have to learn something. When I'm ready to learn a spiritual lesson, you know, they say that when a teacher or when a student's ready, the teacher will appear. The teacher isn't always somebody I like, and I have to recognize that. And I have to learn how my response is, how I respond to these things. I have a choice. I can choose good or evil, and I can choose it every decision, every time I make a decision in life, how I respond to these little things in life, the little upsets. How am I going to respond to that? Do I choose to go according to God's way, the law of the universe? Or do I go in that self-directed way that makes my stomach into a little knot or causes me trouble sleeping or makes me worry or fills me with anxiety? I have a choice in every decision how I'm going to react. And my humanity, my living here on this planet, the striving and trying to make a life here on this planet, leads me to those self-directed and self-imposed thoughts and choices that I choose things for me. It's all about me. It's what I'm going to get out of this. It's how I do this. And I have to realize that when I'm doing that, I am participating in evil. And evil is not some bad force out there that's going to, you know, turn the whole world around, upset it. People can choose evil acts that affect a lot of other people. People can choose to do evil and impact the lives of thousands or maybe even of millions. Or we can choose, but on an individual level, how we choose each and every choice that we make and become aware of those choices determines our quality of life. And so today as we go through, hopefully even if we're tired, even if we're a little bit upset, we slow down and ask for direction, ask for this mental direction, to be aware of the choices we make and to make the right choices, the choices that help us choose the side of the good in the universe instead of choosing that potential evil that can do us harm or maybe even do somebody else harm. So we always have that choice, each and every one. So let's make each choice today. Let's be aware of each choice and try to make it the best that we can. Ask for that inner spiritual direction. Ms. Patty, we're going to wrap up again, and we're available at our website at spiritual-engineering.com. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you for experiencing Spiritual Engineering Radio. To connect with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser, please visit www.spiritual-engineering.com. Spiritual Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships for the 21st century.